Ches Teves, Friday the 21st of December, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, Golus.
Rishus, just to mention, Mikash Nitten, Rishus L'Rufe L'Rapois. The permission is given by Kodesh Baruch Hu to the doctor to bring refuah, was just mentioned. On Tata Dr. Alamol, that the posuk where it says Mikan Shnitim Rishus L'Rufe L'Rapois says V'Rapoi Yerapo. If someone hits someone else, so he's got to bring a doctor to heal the person he hit. So why does the Torah say this halacha when he hits someone else? Because by nature, when it comes to oneself, he looks for a doctor. When it's someone else, he goes and has got a lot of bitochen. So the Torah, when it comes to someone else, verapo yerape, then you should bring the doctor. When it comes to yourself, you can rely on bitochen if you are in the madrig of bitochen. Anyway, we are just before Asor Betavis, the Eibush to help until Sunday. We won't have to fast, but it's one of the Tanesim of the Golas. So the Gewaldige Yesod of the Meshechochme in this week's Parsha. Vayomer Elokim LeYisrael B'Marois HaLailo. The Rebbeinu Shloim said to Yisrael, to Yaakov Avinu, B'Marois HaLailo, in the vision of the night. Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayomer Hineini. And he called upon Yaakov, and Yaakov replied, Hineini. In the Meshechochme Medayik, the pasuk starts off, Vayomer Elokim LeYisrael. Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu's name was changed to Yisrael. And then, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. He continued to speak to Yaakov. And what is it, B'Maris HaLailos, or the Meshechochme? We do not find by Avraham Avinu that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam spoke to him in the vision of the night. We do not find by Yitzchok Avinu the expression B'Maris HaLailo. Only by Yaakov Avinu in this pasuk and the beginning of Vayetze, we all know the dream of Yaakov Avinu. So we find twice by Yaakov Avinu B'Maris HaLailo. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam spoke to him in a vision of night. Zog the Meshechochme. Yaakov Avinu was the one who went with Klal Yisrael into the first Golas, into Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu was in this parsha, on the verge of going down to Mitzrayim, to Yosef HaTzadik. But it was the start of a long, hard, difficult Golas. Mitzrayim was one of the worst societies there has been at the time, Nun Shar and Tumah. Klal Yisrael had to go through an extremely hard time, begashmius, uberuchnius, spiritually, materialistically, all kinds of tzoros. Zog de'ibishter vayimer lekim liYisrael. You are now Yisrael, which is the esteemed name of Yaakov Avinu. B'marois halaylo vayimer Yaakov Yaakov. You should know, you should remember that although you are getting into Lailo, you are going into Golas, but you still find Marois halaylo. You can see Hashem. You can hear the words of Hashem, even halaylo, even when it's Golas, even when it's darkness, even when it's choshech, when it's hard, you can still have B'marois HaLailo. Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. Even as Yaakov, not as Yisrael. Yaakov is the lower name, not the esteemed name of Yaakov Avinu, of Yisrael. Even when we are in a pchine, in a madrege, in a standard of Yaakov, we can still hear B'marois HaLailo. In the vision of the night, you can still hear the words of Hashem. And everyone feels it and knows it, that from time to time, even we find ourselves in Golas, We can still, from time to time, hear the words of Hashem, the call of Hashem upon Klal Yisrael. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Kippur, it's a Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov, it's a Shir of Torah. There are uplifting moments, even during Laila. Avraham Avinu was Mesakn Shachris. Yitzchok was Mesakn Mincha. Yankov Avinu was Mesakn Tfilas Arvis. Shachris, at the sunrise, Netzach Hamo, or maybe even before. Mincha is in the afternoon, before the Shkia. Arvis, Mairiv, is at nightfall. Yankov Avinu brought in the Koyach to Klal Yisrael, even when times are hard, even when the vision is limited. We do not have the great Manhigim we used to have. We haven't got the Bais HaMikdash, which gave lightness to the universe. But still, there's a Tfilas Arvis, there's a Tfilah of Mairiv, which you daven even in times of Golas, even in times of darkness. Yamcha Hashem b'yoyim tzoro. We pray and plead to Hashem. Answer us b'yoyim tzoro. Yesagev choshem elekei Yaakov. When it's a yoyim tzoro, when times are hard, you got a koyach of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu brought with him the koyach of lightness, the koyach of Maras Hashem b'marois halaylo. When we make a special mitzvah, when we have a special tefillah, when we have those great days Hashem gave to us, they're all b'marois halaylo, the vision of Hashem in a time of darkness. And maybe even more. There's a special kind of Marois HaLailo which could only be in darkness. Avad, in the time of the Bais HaMikdash, when everything is crystal clear, we know what Hashem wants from us. And HaMikdover Zok, whenever someone had a suffix, what to do? He just walked towards the Bais HaMikdash. And the nearer he came, the clearer it became to him what his duty in life is. Everything was crystal clear. But in times of Golas, we are full of sveikas. We don't know what to do. Which Moshe am I sending my child? What is my approach to my child? Or better said, what is my approach to my grandchildren? How do I have to speak to them? Should I be makar? Should I be strict? We don't know. What should I do myself? We are full of sveikas. And in a time of sveikas, when you see the lightness, the Maris Halailo, it gives a tremendous uplift, even more than the clear vision we have in the time of Bais HaMikdash. So this Maris Halailo is a very, very special schus Hashem gave to us. Aber doch der Meshe Chochme, there is a condition to it. The Gemara in Bava Kamma. Gemara Zogt, there was a Hesper, the one of the Amoroim. Posach Ale Reb Abba. Reb Abba opened the Hesper. Rohoi Rabbeinu Shetishro Olof Shechina. Rabbeinu had a greatness, he had a power that the Shechina should rest upon him. Ele Shebovel Gormole. Because he was in Golas, so he couldn't have the Hashroas Hashechina as he should have got. Mosiv Rav Nachman Bachizde. Rav Nachman was asked the question, how could he say that Rabbeinu had the power and the standard and the madrege and the tzitkes to have Ashroas Hashchina, and it was limited because he was in Bovel? How could he say it? The more the apostle, the Chazal bringen, apostle, the Gemara zogt, Hoy dvar Hashem el Yecheskel ben Buzi Yakoyim be'eretz Kasdim. We find that Hashem spoke to Yecheskel, even he was not in Eretz Yisrael, even in a time of Golas. So how can he say that because he was in Bavel, he didn't have the lightness to see Hashem as he would have seen in a time when it was in Eretz Yisrael. Ever the Gemara, don't ask me questions. Ma shohoyo, shohoyo kvar, said Rashi. Shohoyo kvar be Eretz Yisrol, shoshosol of Ruach HaKodesh. Yecheskel ben Buzi was first in Eretz Yisrol. And he had Ashroas Ashchina in Eretz Yisrol, and he kept with him the Ashroas Ashchina even when he went to Bovel. Yanko Ivovine was on the verge to going to Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael, and he made sure that the Kedusha, the holiness, the Madrege, the vision of Hashem which he had in Eretz Yisrael, he took with him to Mitzrayim. Zok the Meshech Chochma, if Klal Yisrael followed the Mesoiris of our fathers and forefathers, if we keep the long golden chain from our fathers who were still in Eretz Yisrael, and had Ashroas Ashchina at the time of Beis Hamikdash, and we continue the tradition, we continue the Atoira, then Ba'as is Shohoyo Kvar. We had already the vision of Hashem, which we can take into Golas. But Chas V'Sholem, if we start new ways, new ideas, and disconnect ourselves from previous generations, then we haven't got the koyach to have the marois halailo. It's only the continuation of going in the mesoiris of us, in the ways from our fathers and forefathers, in the ways of the Torah as it was given, b'Sinai. If we continue those ways, then we can have the same ashroas hashchina b'maris alaylo as was in the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash. We find in the Torah this week's writer, when Yosef said, Ani Yosef, after prolonged, we bas it's 3 weeks, from Vayeshev, Vayigash, Miketz, no, we just finished Miketz just before the final moment of Ani Yosef. We all have to wait from Shabbos till Shabbos Mincha, just about, maybe till next Shabbos, but it goes quick. But it was a very prolonged story for more than 20 years. Und dokumt ja Yosef Atzadik, und sagt, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. Ha'oid Ovichai. Is my father still alive? Then the next pasuk. Va'yomer Yosef el Eichov, Gishu no alai, come to me, my dear brothers. Va'yigoshu. And they stepped towards him. And again he said, Va'yomer ani Yosef achichem, I'm Yosef, your brother. Ashemachartem oisi mitzroimo, which you sold me 22 years ago. 22 hard years. Yosef HaTzadik went through terrible times. He was sold from person to person. He was imprisoned for a long time. And then he became Yosef Mishne Lemelech. Zogt Yosef HaTzadik, Ani Yosef Achichem, I am the same brother Asher Mechartem Oisim Mitzroimo, which you sold me 22 years ago. I haven't changed. I remained the same Yosef as I was by the age of 17 when you sold me. I am now 30 years of age. I am the same person. How could it be? More than 30 years. He became 30 when he became a Mishnah Lemelech. How could it be? Ani Yosef Achichem, Asher Mechartem Oisi Mitzroimo. How could it be 22 years of Nisyonis, 22 years of darkness, of Choshech? How could it be that is the same Yosef? And the answer is, Ha'oid Ovi Choy. For 22 years I asked the question to myself, is my father still alive in me? Have I forgotten my father? No. Continuously, I checked myself. Ha'oid ovi choi. Do I still have the same feeling a head for Yaakov Avinu for my father as a head when I was with him at home. And we have to ask the question to ourselves. Ha'oid Ovichai. Do we still feel the greatness and the love of Hashem, which we saw and lived with in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? Ha'oid Ovichoi. Do we still feel the greatness of our Gdolim, the Vilna Goyen, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Chofetz Chaim? Ha'oid Ovichai. Do we still live with their spirit, or have we left their spirit? If we ask the question, Ha'oid Ovichoi, then even in a time of Golas, in a time of hardship, we can still feel the love of Hashem. Maybe even in a greater standard that we felt when we were in Eretz Yisrael. That those are the Marois Halailo. Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim. And the final stop in Mitzrayim was when he met Yosef HaTzadik. And what happened when he met Yosef HaTzadik, we all know. He met Yosef HaTzadik. Vayiro Eilov, Vayipoil Al Tzavorov. Yosef fell upon Yaakov Avinu, his father. Vayevk Al Tzavorov Oid. And he cried, Oid Drashi, a very large harbuis bechir. He cried a lot. So Drashi, but Yaakov Avinu did not cry and not kiss Yosef HaTzadik. Why not? Shoykuyre es Shema. Yosef, zog the Medrash, why did he cry? He met Yaakov Avinu and he saw the start of a long Golas. He saw the times of the Beis HaMikdash and the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. He saw the beautiful times of the second Beis HaMikdash. And he saw our long, long Golas. And he cried and continued to cry. Laharbois Bechir, zod Rashi. Yaakov Avinu taught him a lesson. My dear son, you might be in Golas. You might be in go through hard times. We are starting now the Golas of Mitzrayim. It will be continued by Golas Bovel. And it continues today. But remember, my dear child, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elekeinu, Hashem Echad. No one and no times can take away from us the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elekeinu, Hashem Echad. I know it's hard, but if you remember the love Hashem has to Klal Yisrael, the help He gives us step by step, Hashem Echad, Hashem is the only one. This koyach remains with us and maybe even stronger in the hardest times. We know there were times when Klal Yisrael gave away their lives to Hashem for Emunah b'Hashem, and they used to say, you can take away anything you want from me, but you cannot take away from me the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elekeinu, Hashem Echad. Those were the last words of the great Kedoshim who gave away their life for the sake of Emunah b'Hashem. This was the lesson Yaakov Avinu gave to Yosef HaTzadik when they met and they saw the start of the Golas. And he told him, Yosef HaTzadik, I know you are crying, but remember, Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem who is our God, in this limited world, Hashem Echad, but He is and will be known as Echad. Those are the Marois Halaylo, the vision of the night, which Hashem came to Yaakov Avinu just when he wanted to go and was on the verge of the start of Golus Mitzrayim. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Novi. Yirmiyahu was the one who saw Klal Yisrael going into prolonged Golus. And Yirmiyahu said, Koyomer Hashem Tzevokhu Yisrael Lekei Yisrael. These are the words of Hashem. L'chol HaGoylo Ashiglesu Mirushalayim Bovelo. To all those who went and are going to Golus, Benu Batim, continue to build your houses. We need to Ganois, make sure you got Panosa. Kechun Noshim, get married. Vohilidu Boni Bobonois, and have children, daughters and sons. And continue the Klal Yisrael. Kichoyo Mer Hashem Tzevokit Elekri Yisrael. These are the words of Hashem. Do not listen to those who want to take you away from the tradition of Klal Yisrael. Don't listen to their false dreams. They are not true, they are not honest. Continue to live in the way Hashem wants you to live. Because there is the possibility of having those Maris Halayla we mentioned before. Kichoyo Mer Hashem, Ukurosum Oisi, you can call upon me, says Hashem. Vizvalaltem Eloi, pray to me. Veshumati Aleichem, I will listen to your cry. We all know we are going through one of the hardest moments of the history of Klal Yisrael. We say, Shomer Yisrael, Shmoy She'eris Yisrael, Val Yoivad Yisrael. We are praying to Hashem, Shomer Yisrael, God, Klal Yisrael. There were times when it was Shomer Yisrael. Please Hashem, God, the whole of Klal Yisrael. Then later times, Shemur She'eris Yisrael, at least the remainder of Klal Yisrael. We lost a big part of Klal Yisrael, but it's She'eris Yisrael. And there are times, Val Yoivad Yisrael, Cholil V'chas, Klal Yisrael should not become destroyed in total. And Rabbi Yankim Eden says, we had a lot of miracles. We left Mitzrayim and was Asorah Makris. We had Kriyas Yamsuf. We had the Mon for 40 years. We lived and were immune for miracles. But there's one great miracle which is the greatest, which is the existence of Klal Yisrael in Golus. And it continues. Not only do we keep the tradition and halachas of the Torah, but not one word of the Torah was forgotten. We have the same Sefer Torah exactly as was at the time of Kabbalas HaTorah. We have the same Shulchan Aruch, the same Gemara as was in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Sure, we got halachas which only apply today, Hichas Tisha B'Av, some kind of halachas, but the basic and the source of the halachas are the same. Ha'oid Ovi Choi, we can answer and reply, yes, our fathers and forefathers are within us. We live in their ways. We believe what they have believed. And we do have the Marois Halaylo, the special vision which Hashem gives us. And every person can feel it. There are times when he feels, Hashem calls upon me. Please, keep strong. Continue. Do what you have to do, and I will look after you. Every person, the older, Baruch Hashem, we get, more and more do we feel this call of Hashem. What are they? They are those Marois Halailo, which Hashem promised to Yaakov Avinu. And Hashem continued to say, V'noicha eret imcho Mitzroimo, I will follow you to Mitzrayim. V'noicha elcho gamoloi, and I will come back with you. Hashem is with us. Hashem joins us in Golas. And He promised us, V'noicha elcho gamoloi, I will return together with you to Eretz Yisrael. Tair Eden, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Let us continue to have the strong belief of Hashem. We know how the society looks outside. We know what the world is like. Never mind. We have got those Maris Halailo. We have got the strength. We got the miracle of Rabbi Yankiv Enden. We got the Avtoch of Hashem, V'noicha eret imcho Mitzroimo. Hashem is with us. Everywhere, anywhere, always. It's just us to say what Yankiv Avinu said, Hineinu. Hashem, we are ready to accept your call. We are ready to continue with the Munah B'Hashem, with Mesiras Nefesh. How great is the devotion of Klal Yisrael to be mechanech the young generation. How much money do parents spend for their children to be erlach? How much money do we spend for the chinuch and the moistas, for special rebbes, for special dedication we want them to have to be erlach? And we've got the avtoch of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he'll be at our side, and he is on our side. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam helfen from those parshias we now start parshas Shemois, the time of Golos of Mitzrayim. Let us not forget those Marois Halailo, and remember the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad of Rashi Echad. He'll be one and be seen as one in the whole world. V'hoi Hashem Lemelech al kol ha'oretz. Ba'yim ho'yiyeh Hashem Echad u'shmoy Echad.